Have you ever watched a movie and you know someone's hiding? Maybe something is hiding. The music builds and you hear like the person just walking around the house and the floorboards, like they start to creak and you're just, the heart rate starts going, you know? And you're like, oh, something's about to jump out, and all of a sudden, boom! You are going into 2024. You're going into this new year with an enemy that is known, not unknown. Now go get your freedom.
Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest out.
This is the Church Acts Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to a brand new year, 2024. I don't know about you, but when I think about a new year, when I'm at my best, I'm filled with so much hope and excitement. Sometimes even the sense of wonder. I always think back on the previous year, right? I don't know if you do this, but I think about the things that I had no idea would happen, but did. Unfortunately, sometimes like these are things that are negative, but we're just going to keep it positive for now. I think ahead, you know, wondering, hey, what things will happen in this upcoming year? You know, what people I'll meet. I wonder what people I already know right now are going to play, you know, a major role in this coming year. Like, how will things change for me? Where am I going to be, like, even living to a certain extent? You know, what am I going to be doing in my workplace? What's that going to look like? Because listen, and I want you to hear this, incredible things can happen in just 1 year. Incredible things can happen in just 1 year. Let's start the podcast off with a story today. So about 4 or 5 years ago, I had this dream of starting my own business, which I did go on to start, announcements.church. I actually grew up with someone in youth group who started a business exactly like that. He did announcement videos for churches, and I was watching the success of what was coming his way. And I thought to myself, you know what? I can totally do that. That looks easy, right? I have all the ability in the world to make that happen. So let's go. Let's do this. Now, there's a lot I can talk about when it comes to those thoughts that I had. First, I made the incredible naive mistake that a lot of us can make. I saw that I could, but I never really stopped to reflect and ask, hey, like, should I do this in those early days at least? Not only that, but I made another mistake. So I was comparing myself to someone else. You know, when I was in radio, I had people try to copy some of the new things and ideas that I would come up with. And it was funny how in that scenario, I could see clearly, like I even told my mom, I told some other people at the time, I was like, listen, it's never going to work. They will never be able to do what I am doing. It's not because I'm arrogant. Check this out. Because they're trying to copy. They're trying to replicate what I actually have been born and gifted and called to do. Right? So for them, they're just trying to copy. Oh, I want to do this. I want to talk like this. I want to be able to interview people. I want to just come up with these ideas. I want to engage people on the phones. But they didn't realize that at that point in time in history, I was called by God in that specific situation to do those very specific things, right? So it doesn't matter how much they would have tried. I just had this thought to myself, like, listen, they'll never be able to do that. I'm not trying to compete with anyone here. I'm just being genuinely myself and what God and doing what God has called me to do. Yet for whatever reason, fast forward, I didn't even take my own advice when I'm thinking about this new business that I wanted to start years ago. So here I was building this business. I spent tens of thousands of dollars that, if I'm to be completely transparent and honest, I didn't really even have at the time. So I was building the studio. I tore down walls. I hired electricians and drywallers, framers, all this stuff. Finally, after months, the studio was done. There was only one problem. It was a big one too. Now, I don't have like an MBA, but I had a studio, but I had no customers. And I'm pretty sure business does not work unless you actually have customers, right? So dreams of success, but no roadmap of how I was possibly going to get there. My optimism eventually turned into a bit of defeat. And I thought, man, this isn't working. This sucks. This isn't going to work. Oh, why would people even agree to sign up and use my service? If you're a Dave Ramsey fan, you've heard me say this before, like, you know, Eeyore was my spirit animal, right? Just negative thought after negative thought. But then something interesting happened. Even though I didn't have that initial success that every new business owner like dreams of and really wants and fantasizes about, one day, like, I'm walking, I'm still living in my parents' house because this is before I'm engaged or married. And I caught myself looking at the studio door the outside of the door, like nothing special. It's just a door that goes into the studio, right? It's just a white door. And I asked myself that question that seems so far away. I thought to myself, what if it does work? What if people do find out and start using my service? What if the business took off? What if I made the finances that I'm dreaming about to help the people that I love? What if it all worked out? And because of that, I became like successful in this area. And as soon as I started to shift my thoughts from it'll never to what if, my perspective completely changed. So listen to me today. As we go into a brand new year, incredible things can happen in a year, right? I know there are a few people that have been kicked and kicked and beaten down metaphorically and honestly, actually one person literally. But my friend, let me ask you this. What if this was the year that everything changed for you? What if your business took off? What if that marriage that is holding on seemingly by a thread found new life and strength? What if that goal of losing or gaining weight or whatever you told yourself was never going to happen or was impossible? What if that happened? What if that happened? Ask yourself that. See, if we're going to take the year, we're going to have to do something. And that's, we're going to have to take our thoughts first. To quote Pastor Craig Groeschel from Life Church in his book, Winning the War in Your Mind, which by the way, I definitely recommend. It is a very simple read. And because of that, I think people can miss how profound it is, but I had to reread it again this year. I'm currently in the midst of rereading that for the second time. And I believe he starts in the first chapter by this one quote, by sharing this. He goes, our lives are always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. So let's not go into this year pre-defeated. Listen, you might not have any direction, any clue as, you know, where you need to start heading, but God knows. The Holy Spirit is right there with you. And the Bible says it's good to give you the wisdom that you, wait for it, not necessarily want, but the wisdom that you need. So I want to talk about a few things in the podcast today that will hopefully help you as we dive into this new year. But I want you to start to allow yourself to feel a sense of hope and excitement again. You know, I used to be a person who loved the new year. I loved the goals and I didn't realize it at first when I was doing it, but I think it was actually because when I set out some goals for myself, I allowed myself to not just face reality, not just get stuck with what was in front of me and the difficulty of the previous year, the difficulty I was facing, but I actually allowed myself to look past and over those things to a life that I knew was meant to be mine. But I have to be honest, somewhere along the line, I stopped setting goals. I got too caught up with this double-edged sword called productivity, and it made my life very dull. It took all the color and wonder out of things, the dreaming, right? The passion. I started believing that we shouldn't just set goals for ourselves. You know, we should just get right to work and we need to be very practical. And now here's the thing. I do think that it's true. If you have a goal to start training or doing whatever in November and it comes to you, you should start in November right then and there. You should not start in January. Hello, this is the Church Acts podcast, not the church think about it for 2 months and then potentially act. But at the same time, let me encourage you to let yourself dream past what you see directly in front of you. See, what would it look like for you to get out of debt? What would that feel like? Like, let's get emotionally involved with these things. I believe I spoke about that on the first episode of 2023. See, what would it be like for your entire family to come to the Lord? Could you even imagine that? What would it be like for you to finally start loving yourself again? What would it be like to let your guard down and allow yourself to start living and loving and laughing and dreaming as we enter a new year? I'll tell you something powerful right now. The cost of a dream is free, but you have to have the courage to actually dream. Do I need to say that again for someone? Okay, the cost of a dream right here, right now, it is free, but you have to have the courage to actually dream. Before we move on, I want to take a second, and this is a very important few moments, to thank every single person who has come alongside me and this podcast. Thank you so much for encouraging me, and thank you so much for listening. I have no idea where this podcast is going to go and how it's going to continue to grow. I just want to come alongside you and help you in any way that I can. If that means sharing what God has shared with me with you so that you can be encouraged and strengthened, listen, that's a win for me. So shout out even to, and I'm going somewhere with this, but shout out to my friend Dawn, who's a longtime listener of the show. I know her and her husband as well, but you know, she came up to me and told me actually today, she's like, I feel like you're with me all the time because she always listens to the show. And you know what, Dawn, I really want to thank you. There's something about you that just brings so much encouragement. And I thank you for just being who you are. See, it's something that you don't even maybe even recognize that you're doing. You're just, It's just who you are. You're bringing this air of encouragement. See, when you said that to me, it reminded me of something that I spoke about years ago on my radio show when I had one. I was having a hard time. Long story short, I had nothing in me to really give. Just so empty of any creativity and passion because of all the things that had been going on in my life at that point in time. And I remember God asked me, it was actually like this vision that I had. And, you know, I was in a boxing ring and I was just really beaten up. And I was just like, had nothing else to give. And then I felt like God just came to me in that vision and asked me, do you have one more round in you? Do you have one more round? And then with tears in my eyes, I said, God, like, of course I have one more round, you know, in me for you. And you know what, Dawn? When I get discouraged and I feel like I have nothing left to give, it's comments like the one that you made to me and the comments that others make to me, how I hear their voices light up when truth gets down deep and then clicks, you know, within them. Those things remind me that I don't do this podcast for any accolades or financial gain. I do it for my friends. I do it for the people coming up behind me who I love. I do it so we can all be better and stronger together because listen, there are times where I don't have one more round in me. I definitely do not have one more round just for myself or if it was for finances' sake. But listen, for you, for my friends, for the body of Christ, I'll always have one more round. So thank you so much for the encouragement. Good episode today. So we just spoke about this thought, what if? What if this year is the year where things change for you? We need to stir up the belief in ourselves, but belief is not enough because belief can be very temporary and it can be very circumstantial. Like, oh, if I'm all fired up, I believe. And if I'm at home feeling depressed, I no longer believe. So if we're going to take 2024, we're going to have to go right to the root of things and go after what? Go after identity. Now, I've heard people talk about words that they want to describe their year with. Right? I heard one girl say strong, right? She's like, you know what? My word for the year, I just want it to be strong. I did this exercise a few years back and my word was intentional. I wanted to be intentional with the decisions that I made and the places I put my time. But I've never really heard anyone talk about what I'm about to share with you before. So this is like an original thought that I got when I was really thinking about this coming year. And I think it's for a reason that I'm bringing this up on the very first episode of 2024. So instead of a word for the year, and I don't even know if this is grammatically correct, but I wrote this question down. What are the anti-words for the year? What areas do you feel last year? What areas do you feel last year were too prevalent in your life in a destructive way? What words, I should say, do you feel last year were too prevalent in your life in a destructive way? What showed up in different areas time and time again? I'll tell you what, from in my life, this word, this thing called fear showed up in my life too much. This word, this thing called indecisiveness, it showed up in too many areas this past year in my life. Now, when you have those words in your mind, as you go about your year, when they start to pop up, which they will because odds are you have not dealt with them yet, I want you to start disassociating yourself from those words and go against them with the opposite actions and replace them with truth. Remember, our lives are always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. Our past, it leaves clues. Clues for success, clues for where we went wrong. These clues for where we went wrong, like you'll see them showing up time and time again as you think about this previous year. And that's why for me, I was like, yeah, fear, unfortunately, it showed up a little bit too much. Indecisiveness, I think was a tricky one to kind of pinpoint, but I think that did show up a little bit and that led to inaction, which is like, hello, that is not the type of life I want to be living at all. So what anti-words are you going to think about this year? Let me give you an example to show you how I'm starting to think about this. Keep in mind, this is a new thought for me, so I'm still kind of developing it. But let's take this anti-word of indecisiveness, this word that we do not want that was negative from my past year. Let's say a decision needs to be made in my life. Indecisiveness has been a pattern, so it starts to pop up. I start to maybe panic about making the wrong decision. What will I do? I'm going, well, what about this? And what about that? And what is this person going to think of me? Well, I need to overcome the lie. The falsehood that I am an indecisive person with decisive truth from God's word. Why is this important? Well, there is no higher authority than the word of God. That includes it being higher than any false thoughts or lies that I have been believing or living out in my life in the past. So a decision needs to be made in the moment. So maybe I go, God, I thank you so much that I've been given the mind of Christ. I thank you, God, that in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it says that I have been called and I have been given rather a sound mind. So in the name of Jesus, I speak to my mind. I call out the leader that you have called me to be, and I pray that you would give me the wisdom and the decision that needs to be made. And then I go and I make that decision with God's guidance, knowing that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So you take the problem, you take the word, you replace it with truth, and then you take action on that truth. Not what you maybe feel is true, right? But on what you know is true according to God's word. So we take the pattern, the things that we saw were holding us back, we look them straight on and we counter them with God's truth, because God is too good for us to be held back and live life small. This leads me to the second thing that I want to talk about today. Some of you are entering this new year with some big battles ahead of you. Some are bound to addictions. Some are addicted to thoughts that replay over and over and over and over again, causing them to be trapped in a prison that is their own mind. Some maybe are like me and have been faced with fear. Is there something heavy that is maybe trying to follow you into this new year? That was the story of your previous year? Good. What do you mean good, Terry? Good. Good. To everyone who is struggling with anything, any addiction, any thought that is destructive, I've got good news. And it's about to change your perspective. You are going into 2024. You're going into this new year with an enemy that is known, not unknown. Now go get your freedom. What is known can be defeated. So now let me ask you this. What is your strategy? Let's dive into that for a little bit. Have you ever watched a movie? And you know, someone's hiding. Maybe something is hiding. The music builds and you hear like the person just walking around the house and the floorboards, like they start to creak and you're just, the heart rate starts going, you know? And you're like, oh, something's about to jump out. And all of a sudden, boom, that monster or person just like jumps out and like you freak out and you jump out of your seat and you scream. Listen to me. That's not your 2024. I need you to listen and listen carefully, because there is freedom in this for somebody today. 2023 was your jump scare. It was the diagnosis. It was the fear that manifested itself. It was the thing lurking in the shadows that you tried to avoid, that you couldn't name, that you felt the tightness in your chest about, and then it jumped out. And I want you to picture this. So that thing, that person hiding in a house in the middle of the night, that's pretty scary. You know where it is, when it's going to pop out, what it's capable of. But if you could switch that vision up, now picture that person or that thing in a field 500 feet away from you, middle of the day, nowhere to hide. It's extremely bright outside. There's no branches. There's nothing on the ground. There's no trees, just a wide open field exposed. You are looking directly at it. How would you feel in that situation? See, 2024, that fear is no longer hiding. If you're going into this year saying, listen, I've struggled with pornography. Listen, I've struggled with overeating. Listen, I've struggled with this diagnosis. It's no longer hiding. You've gone through that. You've taken it out of the darkness. And if you've partnered with God on this journey, it's in the light now. Game on. That's what that means. And you should get very excited about that. You see your enemy. You know what you're fighting against. Now we can actually start to fight. So what enemy are you going to fight off in 2024? And then what's your strategy to do that? And friend, if the thought of fighting an enemy is scary to you, even if it's out in the open, I want you in your mind right now. Okay, let's do this. To place yourself in that field, that open field that is bright, where nothing can hide. I want you to imagine whatever it is that you're facing as that monster in front of you. See it for all it is. Man, how much it's tried to steal from you. Every time it filled you with panic and fear, every time it caused your body to do things that, you know, like the heart starts racing or whatever it might be, every time it kept you up at night thinking about it, every time it made you just want to hate yourself or hate your circumstances, hate your life. Why, God, why should it be? Now I want you to picture yourself turning around, looking over your shoulder and seeing thousands of warriors behind you. I want you to picture heaven's armies behind you yelling and ready to destroy that thing that would even dare to try standing against you. That's the true reality of what's happening as a child of God. The devil is called in the Bible the father of lies. He's been trying to deceive you that you can't, that you won't, that you aren't able to, that the monsters of your past are too scary to deal with, and they'll just pop up at any time, that it's super random, that you're all alone, that you can't. Maybe we need to just get into the habit of every time a thought that would come to steal, kill, or destroy our peace or days, we just say out loud, that's a lie. And then remember that heaven fights for you, that the devil has been stripped of all power and authority, and that you are seated far above every principality and demon spirit and are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Let's go to war in 2024. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Let's go to war in 2024, not against each other, because remember, our battle is not against flesh and blood. We are wiser than that, okay? That's like 101, but against everything that would try to steal, kill, and destroy the plans that God has for us and for our families, against the sicknesses, against the diseases that are keeping people enslaved to a bed or enslaved to a bottle or enslaved to a screen. Let's rise up and be men and women of action. So what are we gonna do in 2024, okay? We're gonna stop choosing a life of discouragement. Instead of thinking like it'll never happen or it isn't possible, we're gonna start choosing to think, hey, why not? Why not me? What if it does? I can, I will, I must. And then let's think about the anti-words, the words that tripped us up last year, the pattern. So when those things approach us again in the new year, we can shut them down in our minds by renewing our minds as we take every thought captive. And then let's bring war to 2024, to the things that were once in the shadows that are now in the open, all while we remember we never fight alone. We are part of the body of Christ, and all things are possible through Christ Jesus, who gives us strength. You do not fight alone. We fight together. So go out there, be a man, a woman of action, take back what is yours, and have an incredible 2024. Talk soon. God bless, friends.